Just so you could say that, you know?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
funny, you know.
Doing Amanda Peet without a Pete Moss joke, right?
Yeah, Mr. Skin, I have to tell you that after you were off the air a couple of weeks ago, I mentioned this actress. And remember I told you guys that a friend of mine was down and we were watching a Letterman.
Right.
And she was on Letterman. And he said, I've seen her in a couple of movies. She's so hot. And I said to him, do you want to see her naked?
There you go.
And the guy said, yeah. And I went immediately to The Whole Nine Yards.
Right.
An awful movie with Bruce Willis and Matthew Perry.
Right.
Based on Mr. Skin's recommendation.
You have the little post-it note on the outside of it?
And I got the post-it note that says like one hour, 22 minutes into it. And we go right to the scene, and she's standing up at the top of a stairway.
Yeah, that's 1 hour and 6 minutes in, but that's okay.
He knows his stuff.
to distract the bad guys that are coming in, she just stands there.
Oh, yeah.
Naked.
Oh,
and
yeah. What's
interesting about that scene is, now, she is completely nude. She's holding a gun. She's completely nude in high heels. Now, normally, to me, that's like the best outfit a woman could wear.
Absolutely.
But the way they film the scene, the banister, the railing from the stairs, at that level with the high heels, blocked the view of her lower frontal nudity.
For burgerage.
Yes, for burgerage. So if this is one of the few times I wish she would have taken the shoes off and been, you know, flat-footed, because we would have got a full bush.
This movie, the down under goes down thing, is this nude scene as good as The Whole Nine Yards?
It's good, but it's still nice. Any Amanda Peet chest shot is nice, and I'm a big fan. And it's just good news that there's nudity in a damn movie.
Yeah. Amen.
Now, is there a chance, do you think, I mean, you obviously follow these movies all year round. Is there a chance that we're going to see, with the holiday season coming upon us, more nudity in movies?
Thanksgiving.
The Santa Claus 2 with Tim Allen, will he be nude? You know?
Actually, the good news is the PG-13 is a summer thing because all the kids out of school and they want all the kids in there. So as you start to get into the fall, we're going to get all the good R-rated movies because, obviously they're not catering to the kids anymore. So there'll definitely be a lot more nudity to report on in the theater.
Touche.
All right, what about on the DVD front?
Yeah, there's three DVDs. You have to check these out. The first is a 1984 movie called The Initiation, which is coming out for the first time on DVD this week. Now, the significance of this is it has what I consider one of the greatest full-frontal nude scenes in movie history.
Wow.
The babe is Hunter Tylo, T-Y-L-O. Hunter Tylo, she plays Taylor Forrester on The Bold and the Beautiful. Now, I don't know if guys, you know, it's usually like Housewives, The Unemployed, and myself who watch soaps, but this babe's super hot. She, Bold and the Beautiful, she's been on there for about 12 years. She did this movie, and about 34 minutes in, now, she was an unknown at the time.
Is this her in the shower?
Yeah, how is that?
Mike, you're going to have to come over to the computer and take a look.
All right, I'm coming.
You got to come over here and take a look at Hunter Tylo.
Wow.
Coming out of the shower. Leaving nothing to the imagination.
Right, and you may also know her. She was the babe that sued Aaron Spelling for Melrose Place because they cut her out because she was pregnant. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's become a big star. At the time, she was unknown. And look at that nude scene. It's finally out on DVD this week.
It's time for a landscaping service.
Yeah, you can almost see the handlebars of a bike in there, right?
Wow.
You know what? That's kind of the way I like it to look.
Oh, no!
Oh, dear.
That's the way I like it to look. Yeah.
That's how I feel. I'm a 70s era guy.
Am I, Jim.
Do you? That is how you like it, isn't it?
I prefer that.
Nice and big and full.
Is Jim with you on that?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm there.
You boys, you like all that, huh?
Yeah, sure do.
Oh, not me.
Just a hood of a car sticking out.
I don't like it. I like a little more maintenance than that. Thank you very much.
I mean, that's nice.
That is, and it's very 70s.
She's just out of the shower.
It's that 70s look.
Yeah, what's cool, this is a sorority. I mean, it's got all the elements. I mean, she's in this. That's in a sorority house, and those are two of her sorority sisters there in the picture with her. So. Yeah.
All right, what are the other two DVDs?
Okay, two other ones. Now, this is a total chick flick. Of course, I'm only mentioning it because of the nudity, but The Fortunes and Misfortunes of Moll Flanders. Alex Kingston, who you guys might know, Dr. Corday on ER, she's the one with the English accent. She is naked 11 times. Yes, I did count. They're all breast scenes, though, and the reason I bring that up is she's done some great full frontal stuff in her career. Essex Boys and Croupier are two other movies. But, again, this is a chick flick. I wouldn't expect any guys to really go rent this other than the fact that there's some great 11 breast scenes and some girl-on-girl action in this. So Alex Kingston from ER has 11 nude scenes in The Fortunes and Misfortunes of Mall Flynn.
And she's got a good body, right?
Oh, really good.
Yeah.
Really good. You wouldn't know it from ER because
no, you wouldn't.
Throw a lot of big, you know, she's got the doctor clothes on, but
yeah, wearing the lab coat all day.
Right, exactly. It kind of ruins it. But the last DVD I want to talk about is one of my favorite of all time. Finally releasing The Road to Wellville on DVD.
Oh, I know that one, and that's
Mike,
got some great nudity.
Not the one that Jim's got on the site.
Really?
No. Let me get into the good stuff, and then there is a warning that I have to make on this.
You have it over there.
Wait to come over, Doug.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want a guy looking at that too soon. But Lara Flynn Boyle, this was the Lara Flynn Boyle before she got down to, you know, 80 pounds.
Right.
This is when she still had, like, C breasts, maybe high Bs, but she looks outstanding in a topless scene.
Yep.
Bridget Fonda in a milk bath, long scene while Dana Carvey spies on her. It's outstanding. And then another hot babe named Tracy Lynn naked on an elevator. Three great, great nude scenes from three hot babes. But the warning is an hour and 13 minutes in. Cameron Manheim from The Practice. Laying on her stomach completely naked, the biggest butt cheeks you'll ever see in a movie.
Wow.
Without question. It's funny, like...
There you go.
There it is.
There it is. So I do have to put that warning out there.
Cameron Manheim. It's Cameron Manheim.
Right.
It's got the Mr. Skin logo in the corner.
God!
And you see...
Jesus Christ!
Gigantic.
Yeah.
Oh,
Michelin
my God.
Man ass.
That is... And the face with all those pimples she's got she covers up with that foundation.
Yeah, that's an example of seeing some of her early roles, right?
The face is so bad, and I bet they had to use the body makeup. They probably had to do a few jugs of the body makeup for that.
Yeah, they even put goggles on her in the scene.
Wow.
It's just a bad scene.
You heard it from Jim Scale. There's one decent movie you can see. Amanda Peet. Is that the girl's name?
Amanda Peet and Igby Goes Down, which opens in theaters tomorrow.
And then you got the other DVDs. Oh, and I wanted to give you a tip of the Dawn of My Cap. I rented that. We didn't rent it. I bought it from Amazon. That awful movie that has Larry Sanders' secretary in it.
Oh, yeah.
Hills Have Eyes, yeah.
And you're right. She got that sister's got some nice jugs. She got really nice cans. If you ever wondered what the secretary on Larry Sanders looks like topless.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
She's topless through a lot of the movie.
Bring it into work.
Yeah.
We'll watch it before the show.
All right, Jim, your site, of course, as always. You got to bookmark it. You got to go there all the time. www.mrskin.com. You're the greatest. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Don, Mike. Take care.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Every week, solid. That's a guy that delivers every single week.
Jim McBride.
It's funny calling him by his real name.
Every week we find out more and more about him. For a while, he was just Mr. Skin. Then we found out his first name is Jim.
Yeah, and I guess we got curious when he talked about going to his family reunion, you know, the McBride family reunion, where I just can't imagine, you know, walking around his family and introducing, this is the doctor, this is the lawyer. This is my son that actually watches movies for the nude scenes.
You know what? I bet he's the most successful member of his family.
Yeah, that guy is pulling in the cash.
Yep. All off the top of his head, and, you know, I know I say it every week when he's on the show, but really, take his advice to heart.
Yeah, and I will tell you that The Road to Wellville, I think, is one of the best sleeper nudity movies. If you want to see some good nudity, and then Lara Flynn Boyle, you watch that movie and you wonder, what the hell happened? When did she start, like, going to dinner and having a breadstick and a cigarette?
Yeah, it was Jack Nicholson who ruined her.
I think that's when she started to really get like Ally McBeal.
Oh, and I forgot to mention today, an extra game on the show. I know we got a lot happening today. We got the Johnny Unitas thing. We're going to play a game today with you guys. We got the shuffle down South Street. Also, we're going to play a fun game on the show called Who Can Find My Phone?
Okay.
Yeah. I lost my phone.
Oh, dear. You lost it today?
I lost it today.
Oh, really?
Like a 40-second window, he lost it.
Wow.
Rob and I were getting off the train.
Do you think it's in New York?
It's in Boston. It's in New York.
It could be on its way back to Philly by now.
It could be anywhere.
Yeah.
We don't know. How do I get a long distance line from here?
I don't know.
That's my question.
Not that way. Perhaps there's a code.
Got it?
Hold on,
yeah.
What is the number?
La la la.
Calling it right now? See who's got my phone.
And if they answer,
they win.
Right.
They're the winner.
Who's got my phone?
It's got to be an interesting experiment here.
Hello?
Now there are people actually running down to the train station to buy tickets.
Well, which line do I hit? Is that one?
Try again. It's a scavenger hunt.
Sort of.
Wait. And I had just gotten off the telephone with you, Mike.
The AT&T Network. Please hold for account verification.
Account verification? This is Don and Mike. You're on the radio. I'm just trying to call my cell phone.
Oh. Okay. What's the area code and number you're calling from, please?
I have no idea. I'm calling from WYSP. 609-590-9494.
Thanks. She's just odd.
I'm checking your line.
You're checking my line is fine.
This line is fine.
Whose line is it anyway?
Drew Carey.
Carey, do you find him sexually attractive?
No.
Are you calling it on your phone right now, Mike?
Yeah, well, this is going on just to see what's going on.
What are you getting?
Usually this happens if there's a restriction on either your line or the number you're calling to.
Wouldn't surprise me here.
Yeah, it's probably on our end. Okay, thank you, honey.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Thanks for being on the air with us. Bye-bye.
She seemed nice.
Okay, we think we got it here.
Hello.
You have reached the Sprint PCS voicemail box of...
Who's this?
Don, or Mike.
Yeah?
To leave a voice message, press 1.
No, this is... You found the phone where?
You're such a liar.
No, just keep it.
You're such a liar.
Keep it and use it as your own.
You're such a liar.
Now, good talking to you, sir. Thank you. I believe it was a Swiss gentleman.
Really?
Yeah, it was a Swiss gentleman who answered, and he said, can I keep it? And I said, go ahead.
You're such a liar.
I didn't get through.
Which is good news, actually, because that means...
It's ringing.
You can still win.
Right, I can still win. I can still try.
Well, anyway...
I'm going to do that after the show. I won't be going on the walk to South Street because I'm going to be getting on the next available train to search, to hunt.
Find my phone.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Phone hunt.
To try your call again.
Let's play phone hunt. Why does that sound bad? Hey, Don, we're playing phone hunt.
You know why it sounds bad.
I know. Let's play phone hunt.
Because hunt sounds like another word that's very funny.
Yeah, we're playing phone hunt.
One of our favorites.
But inappropriate.
Looking at that Mannheim picture right now.
There's a phone hunt.
I'm wondering what in God's name she's got doing down there.
A hunt.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Have your fun.
She needs a font for her font.
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hi.
Don, it's Brad.
Hey, Brad.
I had double toenail surgery yesterday.
Oh, hold on. Lisa's got a ring on my phone.
Isn't that the same guy that played the game?
Yeah, that's hold on a second, Brad. Hold on.
There were girls. 800-pound guy. I have double toenails.
What is that?
I can't find my toes.
He wants to talk about something's going. You know, what is going on?
What are you doing?
Your phone was ringing. I guess it in the transition to the board, it hung up on it. But it was.
Well, I lost it. That's all I know. I lost it.
Oh, dear.
And that means
now,
that you can win phone hunt.
If you'd like to play phone hunt, it's a game really that we might, you know, you can play all throughout the country. I would say
phone could be anywhere. It could be in New York.
Does Amtrak
Boston
have service out to Sacramento?
They do, but different train.
Hello.
Let's play phone hunt.
Don and Mike. Hello there.
Team Locomotive.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Good. I found his phone.
You did not.
I did.
You did not.
You did not.
I got the phone.
You did don't. Not.
Now describe the phone.
It's black. And it's got numbers on it.
What brand?
frog is black.
I don't know. It's all scratched up.
You liar.
Come on.
He doesn't know how to play phone hunt.
Yeah, that's not the way. You don't fake people out when you're playing phone hunt.
Black with numbers on it. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, thanks.
Hey, welcome back to Philly, guys.
Great to be back up here.
Great to have you here. I'm hoping I can stop by. I'm just parking my rig now. What'd you say, by 7 o'clock?
Yeah, you got to be here by 7.
You'll probably have a mob out there. Who knows? But can I try to guess that Sam?
No.
Okay.
We're not doing that. Besides, we're playing phone hunt. I will tell you right now that if the phone falls into the wrong hands, all of our secrets will be revealed. And the empire will be totally brought down.
All I know is I'm lost without it.
Yeah, sure.
Because I've got everybody's phone number. I don't even use my Palm Pilot anymore. I've got all the crap I need in the telephone. What, Mike?
I'm doing what you do to me. That's what you do to me. I was doing a Don move to you, just holding my phone up and kind of shaking it at you.
Your phone that you never lose?
Well, you know, it's just something that, you know, I'm really the guy that loses things on the show, and it's just like, here's my phone right here.
How are the sunglasses doing? Didn't Cameron help you just the other day with those?
Yeah, I lost sunglasses.
As you were leaving the studio?
Yeah. I mean, I leave stuff behind all the time. It's one of my endearing qualities. my forgetfulness.
But not a disadvantage when you're playing.
Find my phone.
Phone hunt.
Find my phone and win. Before we break, I do want to mention, if it's serious, for just 30 seconds here. Yesterday on the show, one of the guys at the Pentagon mentioned a fallen comrade, Ben Abraham, and they had his funeral today.
Officer Abraham died as a result of complications on September 11th, 2001. I believe he passed on September 6th. Is that what the officer told us yesterday?
Right. Yeah, and there's a fund for the family, and really, if everybody listening to the show just put a dollar in an envelope, the family's future would be set. So many people listen to this show, so please, whatever you can send to the FOP Labor Committee, Pentagon Police, 9000 Defense Pentagon, Washington, D.C., 20301.
Did we get, what should the checks be made out to? Because we should, if somebody wants
FOP
to write
FOP Labor Committee.
FOP Labor, make the checks out to the FOP Labor
just
Committee.
Just put a notation down in the bottom corner for Benjamin Abraham.
Benjamin Abraham.
And we thank you, and family thanks you. And Jason, Don and Mike. Hello, Jason. You're on the air. Jason.
Hey, I found the phone.
You did not find my phone.
I can bring phone, hunt.
It's a big wooden phone with a crank in the middle of it, and Sarah is on the line. Hello, Sarah?
Sarah, come here. You got carrying around one of those phones.
Hello, Kevin, Don and Mike. Hi, Kevin.
It's Don Geronimo's phone hunt.
There's your jingle.
Steve, hi. Steve, you're on the air. Hello. Steve, buddy.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Hey, listen, you know, you've been talking about your toes. I just wanted to call in and let you know. Why don't you have the doctors remove the nails for good?
That is an option that she has presented to me.
You can remove the nails for good so they never go back?
As of this moment, it is elective, and I've chosen not to have her remove the nail.
Right. Now, you can remove them so they don't grow back? Won't they always nail hunt?
Don Geronimo's nail hunt.
After phone hunt, join us for nail hunt.
I had it done about 15 years ago. I've never had
Except I can't imagine,
since then.
You know, even having toenail fungus, I can't imagine how you would feel going to the beach with no toenail.
Yeah, like from the ankle down. Like,
it really looks like you have them, but it's just you don't have them. There's like a ridge.
You know, from the ankle down, you're powder.
She's only talking about removing one anyway. She's not talking about yanking all of them.
No, I think it all balances out. It actually balances out if you shave your eyebrows.
I had both.
Did you have all of your toenails? Did you have all of yours removed?
No, just the two big toenails.
Just the two big ones.
Right.
And two big.
Well, thanks for calling, freak.
Thanks.
Thanks for the big top.
Okay, up on a break, and we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I want to
we let Jeff Greenfield have a go at it first?
No, let me have a go at it.
Go ahead, Dave.
I wish to say that we all look forward with great pleasure to 4 years of wonderful, inspiring speeches full of wit, poetry, music, love, and affection. Sounds more goddamn nonsense. The other is that...
You can't say that on the air, Mr. Brink.
Well, I'm not on the air. I was amused to read that Ross...
David, just let me just go in and say, we are on the air.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Right, oh, and don't forget, Billy. Your number 215-263 Rock. We're up at WYSB for a couple of days.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Tonight we're marching. I shouldn't say that was wrong, but we're not marching.
Not marching, we're walking.
We're having the South Street Shuffle.
Oh, that went from really good to really bad.
I know. Sorry, Rob.
At the first 94 people show up in front of WYSP. We're going to take you down about 10 blocks down to South Street. Go to one of our favorite places.
Have a little party.
Place owned by a guy who loves Larry Fine. As a matter of fact, the place...
Larry Fine's birthplace.
It's the birthplace.
Yeah, he doesn't love Larry Fine. He just happens to have his bar where Larry was born.
Well, you have to love him a little bit.
Sure.
The name of the place is John's.
John's.
And we'll be there, but
without the H.
Now, right. don't plan on just showing up at John's.
Right.
Because you got to be here at radio station WYSP at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When we leave the building, first 94 people make the march with us. Legally, we can't buy you food. We can buy you food. We can't buy you booze.
Right.
So we're going to buy everybody as much food as you like, and it's BYOB, or buy your own booze, and it's a meet and greet and eat.
Right.
Tonight, with us.
Tonight.
And the Extreme Team from WYSP, and the next, Mrs. Mike O'Mara will be there. Tonya from the WYSP Extreme Team will be there.
I wish.
Both Tonya and Melissa will be there tonight.
Lovely.
Here's something from yesterday
mm-hmm.
that I don't think we can read today. Mm. It's Craig Wilson.
Right.
Right.
Because so much of it is serious.
Yeah.
But there are a couple of paragraphs.
Mm-hmm. Highlights.
That if you don't mind.
Right.
I just run with it. Rob, do you have the music?
Yeah.
Do you have feelings?
Yeah, I do.
Because there's only a couple of spots here, Mike.
Where he gives us real Craig Wilson?
Yeah. Because he goes in and out of being Craig Wilson. He goes from being Craig Wilson to being serious. When it wouldn't be appropriate for us
mm-hmm.
doing the voices and playing the music.
But right.
It sure does start off with a bang and ends with a bang.
Okay, good. Well, let's hear what the part that you can read with the stuff that's okay to read.
What is the intro?
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to an excerpt from The Final Word by Craig Wilson.
After confessing to the world I didn't know who the Goo Goo Dolls were, today producer Jonathan Wald invited me to New York to spend the morning with the gang and take in one of their Friday summer concerts. I think it was his little way of dragging me into the 21st century. I chose to see the Dixie Chicks. By the way, who I not only knew existed, but like. They were great. I spent the early morning hours hanging out in the green room, which is not green, drinking coffee, excellent, and sampling the free danishes. More raspberry next time, Katie.
There you go.
And then he gets into the whole 9/11 thing, and that there were people on the show about 9/11.
Right.
And I'm gonna skip ahead about eight paragraphs.
Okay.
Remember the new civility? How nice we were to each other last fall and winter. I fear that faded away. I went to the grocery store last weekend, turned the corner to the center aisle, and came upon two women having a good old catfight. I didn't even think they knew each other. One was complaining, the other was shopping too slowly. The other said she would stop at whatever speed she wanted. I followed them around, fascinated by their aisles wild bickering. So much for 9/11 bringing us together. I'm on vacation this week.
Whoa.
I'm not sure whether I planned that on purpose or it happened.
Is he in France?
But I'm glad it worked out this way. And then there's some more serious stuff.
Right.
And I'll read now the last two paragraphs.
Very good.
Two sentences. And feelings like I've never had. Today, if our road trip is on schedule, we'll be driving through the Berkshires on our way to Maine, where two old friends are waiting for us on their porch that faces out to the sea.
There you go.
The car radio will be off. A James Taylor tape will be on. And if we're lucky, the early fall colors will be emerging on the New England hillside.
There he is.
The cycle of life playing out once more.
Oh, buds bursting.
Yeah.
A comforting thought on this most uncomforting of days. So that was just the excerpt of what we thank you guys.
What we, final what word by Craig Wilson.
Oh, we could have given you.
There it is.
You know, even, God love him, even when he writes
about a heavy subject, he still throws his, buds bursting, leaves changing.
More raspberry plain.
And he doesn't know who the Goo Goo Dolls are again.
Driving through the Berkshires on the way to Maine, watching the leaves change.
Yes, sirree, Bob. James Taylor tape.
There you go.
Okay, so, listen, largely ignored yesterday, I think... Not as a slight to the man or the football player, just so much was happening yesterday. It almost got lost in the shuffle. The Johnny Unitas died.
Right.
Great Baltimore Colts player. We're on in Baltimore on WJFK, and we have got a Johnny Unitas
hotline.
Hotline.
Really?
Yeah. Huh.
Something interesting.
Fitting tribute. I'm going to call that now.
Hey, this is Stan Finn. Thanks for calling the Johnny U Hotline. For the greatest game ever played, press 1.
No, I don't want that.
For John's haircut, press 2.
I don't want that.
For John in the barbershop, press 3. As usual, John was looking forward to getting his haircut. Why? Because his stylist was a hot, sexy, long-legged knockout. And they'd always have a good time. Angela had seductive eyes and a smile that could bring him to his knees. It was Angela's last appointment for the evening. The only other person in the salon was leaving for the night. During the haircut, Angela complained of a sore neck and shoulders. After she was done, John offered to give her a massage. As they went at it, they started kissing each other, licking each other's necks and earlobes. One thing led to another, they began making out. The tongues were all over each other, driving each other crazy. The make-out session was incredible. Yeah, it was a great time, and suddenly, he undid Angela's jeans while she was still seated. She wore sage-colored satin thong panties. They gently eased his hand down to feel her silky smooth.
Yeah, I had to hang up there. Hold on.
Are you sure that's
not the right hotline?
Listen, the Johnny Unitas
hotline. No way. Absolutely not.
It gave us all those different options.
That's no, absolutely not. It
gave us different options.
There's no way.
Maybe a different option this time.
I can't imagine that.
Well, let me call it again.
Wow.
You'll get it right this time.
I'm telling you, it said the greatest game ever played, Johnny's haircut.
Absolutely, he said, and pulled down her jeans and thong, revealing her beautifully manicured, beautifully smooth and
jumped out. Right, I don't. I had to hang up on it again now.
Yeah. That's not right.
You know what?
There's no way. No.
That can't be.
No.
Now, Stan the Fan, we know, is a douchebag radio sports host in Baltimore.
Yeah.
First off, there's no way that he would be associated with the legend of Johnny Unitas.
Absolutely. Some kind of scam.
And yeah, second, you know,
some kind of sham.
Let me call back.
All right.
He stood up and undid his pants. And then... You know, there's less than I can read in here.
Can't you go to another one?
Yeah, okay. When he got home, the apartment was dark, with the exception of Marcy's bedroom light.
Who's this, Johnny Unitas we're talking about?
She, too, had anticipated a late night for John, because I heard her moaning. I should have left, come back later. But my curiosity got the best of me. I peeked into the bedroom and Marcy was on the bed naked, on all fours. Behind her was a beautiful redhead, and that redhead was slowly, with a strap on, going right for
the... All right, okay,
no.
Okay.
Wow.
No, absolutely not.
They said nothing about that on the ESPN.
Absolutely not.
It
doesn't seem right.
No, it doesn't.
Good hotline.
I don't know.
Can't stop calling.
I don't think it had anything. Yeah.
The Johnny Unitas line has been disconnected. I am terribly sorry.
If you don't do it, I will.
Johnny, we've had enough fun right now. We have. Okay, here, you want the phone? Here, go ahead.
No, I can do it on my own phone.
Okay.
I can do it on my own phone.
Here's the handoff.
Let's see.
Johnny Unitas hotline.
Dialing it up now.
It's the Johnny U hotline. Somewhere in the middle of the movie we were watching last night, John's wife Dawn said to me, some putting in the contact, she walked over to me. We embraced. She unbuttoned my shirt as we kissed. I was all wary and aroused. I love it when Dawn's this aggressive. She pushed me back onto the bed and climbed on top of me. As she untipped my pants, it became obvious this was going to be a wild night. The kissing continued. I put my hands on her breast. I played with those awesome D cups, tweaking her nipples and coaching.
Okay, oh, dear. Right now. See, now I know what you're doing now. Now you're simply just reading it.
Yes.
Knowing that it's not going to get on the air.
I did it the way I always do it. It was, there we go. That's it. You had quite big fun.
Now, come on. It is big
fun. It is. Absolutely.
It is big fun.
Yes. There's certain ones that you can read. Now, don't overanalyze it. I mean, I was reading the ones that I could. I always edit when I'm doing it, because if I read everything that was in here...
I know.
I mean, it would be pretty heavy duty. Maybe later. One, I mean, if you just go to it without pre-reading it, for example...
Yeah.
Like, you're just going to have to be ready here, okay?
Well, why don't you just, when there's a bad word...
Right.
Just stop.
Well, the way these all work is that when it gets to a bad word,
yeah,
they all talk about, like, when you go into those things, all these letters out of the forum go, when they walk into the restaurant, there we were sitting, we got all hot and bothered. As soon as you get to the first hot word, it's not like you can, like, edit out words, because the whole thing is the gently stroked, rubbed, and then, I mean, every single part of it is that way. I mean, that's the way it
works. You know what we need is, like, a... PG version of,
like, Reader's Digest,
Penthouse Forum.
You know, I'll go to the. You know, it was tough. I was sending Joe down to the Borders bookstore to find the Penthouse, but if I can get my hands on the actual, they used to publish the regular Penthouse Forum.
Yeah, it was like a little book.
They still do.
Right. Well, they still do, Bob.
Yeah, so, yeah. That's the collection.
Just happen to know that.
You subscribe?
No, I don't.
So, okay. What we need are the ones that are just dirty enough to be funny,
right?
But not so dirty that we constantly have to be self-edited.
Right, because it can be tricky.
It sure can.
Brushing his great big...
Oh,
over yeah. her big... He yeah. watched me eating...
Yeah.
When Sean, he spurted...
Oh, you know, yeah. I mean, I'm... Man,
the minefield.
Well, maybe I'll just call back and hear about Johnny's haircut.
God. Maybe I'll get that first page, and I'll just hear about Johnny's haircut. Doesn't even have to be anything out of Penthouse.
Hall of Famer.
Look at the Johnny Hughes hotline. I'm Stan the Fan. The greatest game ever played. Press 1. For Johnny's haircut, press 2. It was the best haircut he ever got. A perfect crew cut, just like the one Rob has. High and tight. High and tight. Yes, Reed. That's what made number
19
what he was. Yes, Reed. The high and tight haircut. Absolutely. I tell you, it looked like a bed of nails on top of his head. This is Stan the Fan. Now, to hear about Johnny's barber, press 3. Marcy led him into the bedroom, quickly stripping off her clothes, removed her own nightgown. She pulled him down on the bed and kissed passionately while massaging.
Okay, all right. There you go.
It does get graphic.
Oh. Yeah. You know, I'm thinking maybe we could also, without even working my house in, maybe if we listen to all of the options,
right,
somewhere in there would be a day in the life of Stan the Fan. Maybe
right.
When you get past the greatest game.
There is,
played.
Actually. If you stayed on longer,
right,
there is that.
Let me call back. Hold on.
That would be interesting.
That might be quite interesting to hear. What a day in the life is like of Stan the Fan.
Welcome to Johnny U Hotline. For the greatest game ever played, press 1. For Johnny's haircut, press 2. For Johnny's barber, press 3. For a day in the life of Stan the Fan, press 4. This is Stan the Fan. And here's a day in my life. I wake up in my one-bedroom apartment each and every day, and I fix my eggs on my hot plate. Then, after I've eaten my breakfast of bacon and eggs, I go back into the Stan the Fan bedroom, and I lie flat on my stomach, and I start grinding into my air mattress again and again and again. Then, just about 10 a.m. or so, it's rollover time. That's right. Next to my bed, I keep an atomizer tube of Vaseline petroleum jelly right there where I can get at it every single day. Written in Sharpie right across the Vaseline is Stan the Fan's petroleum jelly. Do not touch. So, when I get the spirit to move me, I'll put on old Orioles highlights. And I go at it. Slowly, back and forth, working my joints.
Okay.
Even on that part.
Wow. Stan the Fan.
Horrible. What's going on with that?
You know, I heard that if you let it go all the way through, the fifth option
is what Stan likes.
Really?
He talks about his fetishes. That's what I just heard.
We should hear that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we will. But it's the fifth one.
Yeah, I think it's a...
Welcome to Johnny U Hotline. This is Stan the Fan. For the greatest game ever played, press 1. For John's haircut, press 2. For his barber, press 3. For a day in the life of Stan the Fan, press 4. For Stan's best fetishes in town, press 5. Here's what I like. This is me, Stan the Fan. I like to go into my bedroom and cover myself with some fresh sausage gravy. Then, slowly, I really take a good amount of time. What I'll take is a number 2 pencil. I'll take the pencil, slowly but surely, twisting it, not to be too rough as to not get lead poisoning. And I also like women who look like Brooks Robinson. This is Stan the Fan. But back to the pencil. What I like to do, I get on all fours. I take the pencil and slowly but surely, twisting it so as not to hurt, I will slowly move it back and forth inside of
my... Okay, you know what? And the last one, but I'm looking at, and now I have the menu in front of me. I see that the sixth option is Stan the Fan's bathroom routine.
Wow.
Well, I didn't know.
Yeah, it's I think item number 6. It's bound to be interesting.
All this has got nothing to do with Johnny Unitas now.
Welcome to the Johnny U Hotline. This is Stan the Fan. For the greatest game ever played, press 1. For John's haircut, press 2. For John's barber, press 3.
Stan's fetishes.
For a day in the life for Stan the Fan, press 4. For Stan's fetishes, press 5. For Stan's bathroom routine, the best routine in town, press 6. Hi, this is Stan the Fan. You've pressed the button option for my bathroom routine. Here's what I like to do. First of all, the night before, I'm going to go for my morning. You know what? I eat a tremendous amount of corn. And then, of course, it's shaving time. And I shave myself from head to toe. First the face, then the chest, arms, legs, and finally, my bean bag. Every day, so I can be silky smooth. And if I have to have my morning BM, I wipe with burlap. That's my bathroom routine.
Ouch.
Get your stand in the fan, and thanks for calling the best hotline in town. To get back to the main menu, press 1. Get your stand in the fan. Welcome to the Johnny U hotline. For the greatest game ever played, press 1. For I've completely forgotten again.
Johnny's haircut.
Johnny's haircut, press 2. For Johnny's barber, press 3. For
day in the life.
Johnny's barber's so hot. This is Stan the Fan. She's tall. She's about 5'11". Has big, beautiful, round.
Okay, all right.
Wow.
Okay.
She's kind of right in them there.
Yeah. We've gone about as far as we can with that.
I believe so. I believe.
Yes, I believe so.
That's a good hotline, though.
Yes, it sure is. Well, I don't think we've ever gotten that deep into it.
So many options.
I'd like that number.
So many different things
going
on.
So many options.
My
for some reason, it seems to be just a 4-digit exchange.
Yeah, it's very, very simple.
It's like in the olden days, it's just, you know, you call
believe.
You're 754786.
That's right.
4.
Whatever.
You just got to hold your nose and do it.
Stay right there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We've had a lot of Saturday night parties here on the Ponderosa, but this is the best one we've ever had.
It's sure nice to have all the neighbors here, too. And say, I never heard Slim Duncan and the boys play any better.
Hey, boy, you ought to try a little fresh air yourself. That little Annie Simpson's the best Dad Byrne dancer in the whole Nevada territory.
You mean she was the best Dad Byrne dancer. Right now, Doc Burns is treating her for a broken toe.
Huh?
Oh, dadgummit, Adam, you and your Josh.
Paul, you're retarded.
Well, you're just a natural inspiration, huh?
Shut up.
Anyway, while you and the others catch their breath from all that dancing, why don't we have a song?
No!
F you, Hoss.
We Cartwrights will take the verses.
Hey, guys.
Everybody else join in on the chorus.
Well, hold on there, Adam.
Hold on.
We haven't sung together in a long time.
We might remember the verses.
Don't you worry about that, Pa. Hoss and Adam and I have been practicing. You just try to sing along with us.
Practicing.
Bad weather.
Ready, boys?
Ready,
start the music, Slim.
The Don and Mike Show.
Whatever they say, it got to be funky. The Dons and Mike.
I'll tell you this. I'm looking outside right now. I see that same guy.
You know, what's our total? 1?
He's been there. Now, I know that really people aren't going to line up 2 hours in advance to go walking with us to go to have drinks and dinner tonight, but...
Yeah, what's the payoff? Is it mozzarella sticks?
You know, since we've started the show, the guy is gone and so is the food cart. So, I don't know. Now there's a lot less going on out there than there was.
Well, we have to do something down there to attract people.
Well, I hope that most people know that...
Cause a scene, a spectacle.
It's 2 hours to go.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah. Are you starting to wonder?
Well, I told you, I have been wondering from the moment we came on the air.
You have that sight. That will... Yeah. Well, you know, when you started this thing, right, it started as this really cool thing.
Yeah. It's spur of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Just a...
Very, very casual.
Celebration.
Right.
Of America, that it's September 12th, right. And we're alive.
And we're just, going to go out and celebrate America tonight.
Yeah. We're going to go walk 10 blocks down to South Street, going down to John's in Philly, and...
We're buying the hors d'oeuvres.
We want to take 94 people with us. We can't buy booze for you guys, because if we buy you booze, then... The quote, I believe, was very Jesse Jackson-ish.
Right.
If they buy booze, they will sue. It was something like that. Johnny Cochran-ish.
Yeah, we were, the way it was explained to me, the only way we could do it is if we put everybody on a bus, drove around in circles, and snuck on some beer and, gave everybody cots. otherwise, there's no way. And,
time.
We're not having everybody sleep over. It's just not going to happen.
So the deal is, be there at 7 o'clock.
Right outside the studios of WYSP.
He's back.
What about under the tent? Is anybody under the tent down there?
One guy's back.
No, I don't see anyone under the tent. No, but the guy's there.
And Rob down there with a sandwich board.
One guy there. Listen, I think that the good people of Philadelphia will get the message.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that if I was going to go to meet my favorite DWEJAYS...
Right.
I sure as hell wouldn't line up for 4 hours. I would wait until...
Yeah.
6:30, 6:45
Yeah, I think by that time we'll get a couple.
A lot
more.
Of people just getting off work now.
See who's there.
That's right.
You do that,
should
you
be fun.
You get a sunburned
well,
head.
I do maintain, and I don't want to slight this, but I mean, and we are going to have a fantastic time tonight. It's going to be great. But you know, we had a payoff. You know what I mean? We had you were going to do a booze cruise, and then it turned into all we could do is walk down the street and give people some chicken wings.
I'm still
looking forward to it. I'm very, very jacked.
The original idea was like in Boiler Room. When the CEO says, "Boys, we've arrived," and all of those bastards get into those big buses.
They go somewhere. Where do they go?
They go to Atlantic City.
That's where they went.
And there is food and drugs and hookers and guns.
So that was the starting point.
So we don't
fire trucks.
We don't have Atlantic City. We don't have buses. Wow. We do have food though. We are gonna you and I. What are we gonna walk in and just walk up to the owner and say, "Put out the trays"? Or is that all arranged?
Here's what I was gonna do. I was gonna give him my credit card. Here's what I am going to do. Give the credit card and say $500 for me. Let's see how far that goes.
Okay.
With all the people that are eating food. I would hope that you would match it.
Yeah.
I would hope. You know, we met the new Ken Stevens, incidentally.
Yes.
Today, the Ken Stevens of WYSB.
And she had a prime directive for us.
Don't spend money.
Don't spend money.
I mean,
that was it. I'm going to go look out the window here at WYSB.
First off, I want to say for the record.
Yes.
I have a problem.
The same guy.
I have a problem
with
anybody in that chair who wears a dress.
There we go.
Watch out. I want to say
be
that.
Be careful. Be
I
a
want
man
to say
woman.
That to begin with, yeah.
Well, I could say, you know, that I think no matter what gender, there have been people in that chair that have worn dresses.
No, I know. And listen, actually, Erica Farber, who was on the show, well, she wasn't on the show, but
right.
I was talking to her a couple of days ago about that that misprint about you and the radio and records thing.
Right.
She was, 25 years ago when she hired me in New York, probably the only female general manager of a radio station in America at the time.
That's true. And you've known her for a number of years, and now she's with
Radio
with
Records.
R&R.
And you.
Nothing.
Yeah, right. You won't, you know, you...
What? What? Go ahead. Say what's on your mind. Speak your piece.
What I'm going to say.
Say your piece. I know exactly what you're going to say.
Because you got things that you hold me to.
I know. And I'm not.
That you hold me to.
I would never, ever do that. I would never do that. Well, I wouldn't. That was just for you and me.
Yeah, but you did it when I talked.
I know.
You did it when I was talking with her on the phone.
I've been doing that for 18 years. Absolutely, that's cool. What is your point?
My point is there are things that you don't want me discussing.
Yeah. No, what was your point before that?
What? Don't
take orders from chicks.
A woman shouldn't be in charge of the radio station.
No, but you're just saying that Erica was a good general manager.
It's a man's job. As James Brown says, it's a man's world.
Right.
It's a man's world.
Right.
And I ain't taking no orders from a skirt. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that. That's all I want to say.
Wow.
Okay. For the whole time we're
coming. Yes, you are.
Is Frida away from a radio tonight?
No, Frida wears pants.
That's
not right. And of course, I'm kidding. We met the woman who was replaced Ken up here at WYSP, and the first thing she said to us was, "Hi, don't spend any money."
Wow. Right.
Any expense that you guys turn in, I'm going to reject.
Absolutely. Wow.
Really, that was the first thing she said was, "Hi, don't cost any money."
That's strict. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I don't know why I gave you that sign, but that's...
I'm bad.
I'm sorry. I'm feeling a little goofy. You know.
And all that said to me is that she's got the training.
Mm-hmm.
She's already got...
Yeah.
She's already been the thought police... The Infinity Thought Police.
She's Infinity Bread.
I've already gotten to her.
Yeah, it's immediately when that directive was issued, we knew we were in trouble. But you know what? Tonight is, as you said, tonight is on us. This is what it is.
And did you see the big smile on her face?
Oh, they love that.
Said,
the Infinity managers love that.
She said, "We're going out tonight, but Mike and I are paying for it." She said,
"Right."
Oh, well then, Have a good time. It's so good to have you up here. Take everybody out. Have a fantastic time.
And we got to see our friend Peter, who was here, and had a nice chat with him. Peter, who I believe still hates us, you know, and still remembers the comment I made about him seeing over the instruments of the plane.
Aw, come on, Tiny Dancer. Don't worry about it.
Oh, God. He's going to come up here again.
Yeah.
And we had a meeting with a very nice meeting with Tim also.
Oh, my God. Tim Sabian.
Oh, yeah. That was about 3 seconds before we went on the air.
The toy poodle, the high-strung toy poodle, Tim Sabian, the program director at WYSB, God bless him, but man, he needs to, I mean, I don't know how often Tim gets his jerk on, but my advice to Tim would be...
Double it.
Hourly. He needs to relax.
He's a very, very uptight man.
I mean, he came in today. First off, he's good because he's boundless energy.
Oh, well, he is. I mean, you feed off that energy.
And he comes into the room and he's like...
Talking to him, I feel like I've been on a treadmill.
He's like, yes, yes, yes. You're here. Your afternoon drive.
Right.
It's happening. YSP is happening. It's happening. Do you feel it? Do you feel it? It's happening. Now,
very energetic.
Don, I must talk to you, though. And then he gets all serious.
Close the door.
Okay. Oh, and my God, I thought he was going to fire the guy who came in to get a CD out.
Oh, I really thought he was. I mean, it was just, I just have to get this. We're doing a studio switchover. Okay. Is that your excuse?
You should have seen it in here when they said, what's going to happen if we go in with Tim and the boys right now? I said, well, we've got to change the studio, but we've got a network show to get on the air.
Yeah, he's, I guess he's intense when he closes that door. He's, you know, he wants your undivided attention.
Yeah. So he goes from being this real rah-rah cheerleader to getting about an inch from my face.
Oh, no.
And I get that bad program director breath blowing right at me. And he starts giving me the lecture, giving the lecture that we get at every station that we've ever worked at.
Yes, absolutely.
The lecture about the do's and the don'ts, and the yin and the yang, and the ups and the downs.
It's been a while since I've sat in on one of those. It was exhilarating.
I give him the lip service. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I know the deal.
Sure.
Christ, I could be giving him the lecture.
Right.
You know, I know it by heart.
You've received it so many times. You know it. You know
there's
it.
There's just a... there's a heightened awareness right now in this company about doing anything that might lose the radio station the license.
Absolutely.
And, you know, as we tried to explain to Tim, that's never been our bag, baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what we're about.
That's why, you know, tonight we won't be doing what we want to do, which is just like, you know, going jello wrestling or something like that.
With
shots.
To me, it's simple enough that you get two buses. You take people out, you buy them two beers each,
right?
And you get them to sign a piece of paper that says, if I get drunk and run over two nuns on my way home tonight, I promise I won't sue Donna Mike.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're not doing it that way, but I think we need to sell it a little better. So if you would like to walk 11 or so blocks following a national treasure in a horse and carriage, what you should do is come down.
I'm not walking, I'm riding.
And you should come down here to WYSP, and maybe we're not giving it the rah-rah treatment we should because the bus thing kind of disappointed.
Yeah.
When you mention buses, there's something about a bus.
And it's out next Friday night when we do it in D.C., and we're going to do it for our loyal Washington, D.C. listeners on WJFK.
Right.
Same deal applies. No bus. No booze. We're going to be walking
to your hors d'oeuvre station.
Any horses?
Rob, I don't know what we're going to do next Friday. I don't know what we're going to do.
Rob, how are your feet?
Not well.
Your feet aren't good?
Actually, I've had trouble with my left foot for going on 2 weeks.
Rob's got the gout.
Rob was actually in the movie, My Left Foot. Did a fine job.
Tonight. Starting at 7, outside WYSP. For God's sakes, show up if for no other reason than Tim. I'm positive right now Tim is probably sitting at his desk, looking at the window, looking at the one guy who's out there.
No, I hope not.
Popping his nitroglycerin pills. You know, constantly monitoring his own blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very worried about rules and regulations.
Well, we're just going out to have a good time. That's about it. I mean, that's the long and short of it. We're going to have a good time.
Join
us. It's going to be a celebration.
He's all uptight already about next week, about the Stones thing.
Yes.
That we're coming back to Philly next Wednesday night.
Right.
Because the Stones are going to be at the Vet.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have a very special show.
Very good.
And we're going to give away a lot of Stones tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And, Rob, you're a bastard.
What? No, I didn't do anything. You
know, now, what did he do?
All I did was look at you. That's all.
What did he, write it down.
You're No.
Write down the joke.
No, it's not a joke.
It's not a joke.
It's about the Stones tickets. It's about the debacle that I went through at home.
Oh, that's all. I'm on the peripheral of that. I heard.
That's all.
Is there such a word as I'm on the peripheral?
No, you did, though.
Periphery. Thank you, Buzz.
Sorry. You did, though. You did. You know you did.
I know.
You know you did.
Sorry.
Trying to get me into trouble.
No, I'm not.
Far from it.
You are.
You want to play phone hunt again?
Has anyone found Don's phone?
We haven't gotten a call.
We'd
have to know the hotline here.
The rules to phone hunt involves us calling them.
I think you're absolutely right.
Phone hunt.
You're playing phone hunt.
Don Geronimo's phone hunt.
I'm calling right now. It's not me.
I know.
I'm going to blame you.
Okay.
I'm not real sure what's going on here, but I think I have a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Were you able to...
No.
Oh. And you're blaming Rob?
Yeah. No. I'm blaming Rob for bringing it up.
Yes.
For looking at me.
All I did was look at you.
For looking at me.
Was Rob involved in the procurement process at all?
No, there was no. Rob is simply...
Reminding you.
A bystander.
Reminding you that you're in the doghouse for some reason?
Yeah. Well, she's not picking up the phone either. Probably just as well.
Could be.
Rob is simply my consigliere on this.
No eye contact on this.
A couple of days ago, I went through it with my wife.
Oh,
I mean,
No. You don't want to do this. Just forward, I think.
We had a big fight.
Yeah.
We had a big fight about securing Rolling Stones tickets.
Hmm.
That's all I can say. That's all I can say at this point.
Where the hell was I when this was going on? Did you have the fight while you were while we were doing the show?
Yeah, I'm sure you heard the last part of it on Tuesday's episode during the commercials.
Really?
Didn't you hear when I hung up the phone on her?
Oh, dear.
Did you hear what I said?
No. I must have been out of the room.
Write down what I said.
I really think I was out of the room.
No.
Like you said to her face?
No, when I hung up.
I think this was it.
It was right before commercials were over, so I know you were in the studio. I know you were there.
Wasn't that what you said?
Yeah.
I think you did hear it.
I think you did, too.
This week?
Yeah, although I say it so much.
I'm just, you know... So everything is fine, though, right?
Yeah,
and Rob bringing it up just brought up a sore spot.
Everything is more than fine. It was a topic that I was never going to bring up on the radio. I simply mentioned we're going to be back in Philadelphia next Wednesday.
So Rob was doing the same thing I was doing to you, before.
Yeah, working.
A minute
me.
Before, yeah.
Yeah, working me about stuff I really can't talk about.
I should explain to our listening audience what's happening here. A lot of times when Don is talking about something on the show, and there'll be something that, you know, that we have a private joke or something like that, Rob and I will just kind of like